Hi, I'm Paula Malcolmson.
Hello, I'm Ian McShane.
And this is Deadwood.
It is! Dead weird. Dead good.
These credits, they've never caught this horse. This horse comes back in the episode we're doing now.
That's right.
Series 3, doesn't it? Yeah, they bring back the horse. It's the killer
of all children.
Bullock's son.
It's been out killing others.
William. The only reason that kid died is because, you know, Jim said he don't work with animals and children. They got rid of the horse and the kid.
So we kept the horse?
Well, the horse comes back. It's,
yeah, the horse had a suspension.
This is a great shot. This is a very... I mean, this girl was brought in. She's not one of our extras.
No, it is.
That shot, that marvelous shot, you know?
Everyone thinks that's me.
Oh, yeah, really? Look,
yeah, right.
What, you've been on that salad diet since then. Well, there's new caseries. It's not difficult, is it? Grumpy.
Ever so slightly. Reminds me of a couple of days ago on set.
Oh, I was. Wasn't I? I was a real pain in the ass the other day. What was that new director?
I smell
I just,
pussy.
I think I followed through.
Oh, this
horrible.
Is so brutal.
Yeah.
Wait! Victor Maguire!
This is early Panda Express.
Oh, my God.
No.
I
love
Tim Guy.
Yes.
Tim Guy.
We did a scene yesterday when he comes back from San Francisco in his Western outfit.
Oh, he's extraordinary.
Talk, son.
I'll miss his little feet bound up in those moccasin things
Wait.
He wears.
The dollar. They find the dollar.
So glad they don't subtitle this.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Bullock.
He was quick, wasn't he? The coffin.
Mm-hmm.
You abide me beside you, 20 paces or so.
This is the second time I've seen this episode.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I'd left
man is among
you.
Oh, right.
It's rather good, isn't it?
It's rather fucking
good, under the circumstances.
Yeah.
He may try you to confirm we're allied. If he does, you're not at advance the cause.
Hmm.
All right.
You picked your fucking moment, didn't you? Jesus Christ.
Yes.
No time like the present. That's great stuff. Have you ever worn another suit in this
No. This one walks
That's
on its
it.
Own.
Yeah.
It stands there every morning waiting for me.
Yeah, you fat fuck, you're alive.
He looks like
they shot him
whale,
8 times.
Doesn't he?
Hmm?
He looks like a beached fucking whale.
He is. Pruitt, he's wonderful. He of the dancing eyes. He's got those amazing eyes.
He does.
See him? They dance.
One eye's looking at you and the other one's looking for you.
He did that wonderful film, was it Heavy? Was it when he played the heavy guy, obviously?
Well, no.
Yeah.
That's him in the opening credits.
The lovely Kim Dickens. And
very
the marvellous Robin Wigan.
Marvellous and lovely.
Is she still doing her film, Robin?
What film?
She's doing this, The Good... The good Nazi or
get
something?
Get up, get the doc, and tell him he's got a live one.
Tell him to his rupture patient left here to convalesce at his own fucking.
There's Jason place. With his hernia still.
You give him a shoulder to lean on as he was getting the fuck out.
He looks like the. Remember the professor from Wurzel Gummidge?
He looks like that. But he also looks like Rip Taylor.
He fucking does.
Rip Taylor, confetti all over the place. Liz Stapleton. It's Rip Taylor.
I saw him in a production of Brigadoon.
Peter? Jason?
Larry.
Oh, Larry, yeah.
Larry Cedar.
Oh, Larry, yeah. Well, Larry survived the toss-up in the first series, whether it was going to be him or one of my guys, and, you know.
They pulled straws, didn't they, really?
Well, not really, but I mean, it made more sense that Swearingen would sacrifice one of his own men and sort of put the own, you know, sort of.
We get all the happy episodes, or I certainly do. Yeah,
this is a barrel of laughs so far.
It is. Yeah. My last one was when the kid gets, you know, stomped.
There's William. And a gun. I did a play with her 7 years ago.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
What was it?
We did The Yield of the Long Bond. Great title, huh? Really good commercial.
I'm running to
the
theatre.
She was great. She was naked in that.
Really?
And very well unwrapped she looks too.
I know she does.
No, she's a nice girl, Anna.
She's a great
girl. She's lovely. Good actress. Fine actress.
How about that house?
It's good. No, it's
good, isn't it?
Oh, I love that scene in the opening episode when he talks about how he built the house.
Beautiful.
And it was
in
a beautiful
letter, yeah.
Really beautiful soliloquy. Yeah.
Cocksucker! Yeah, San Francisco cocksucker.
This is fucking
your
hilarious.
Immortal
I love
fucking
it.
Enemy. Switchin! Whoa! Switchin! Yeah, I make these as burned up whores that I smelled on the char this morning with your San Francisco rival turning the fucking spit. Swedgen fucking knows.
Swedgen, no.
I know about the burned up whores. I know about the San Francisco cocksucker setting a match to him. Now, here's the part you gotta listen to, Wu.
Zhongguo.
Zhongguo.
It's China.
Zhongguo. China.
Yeah, Zhongguo. China. Celestial whores in the fire. What? The spirits are fucking nothing if their bones don't get back home? Is that it? And do you come to me to back your move against your San Francisco cocksucker rival? Am I getting the fucking drift here, Wu?
Swedgen!
Swedgen fucking gets it.
Swedgen
doesn't give a fuck. Back to Chink's Alley, Wu. Fall to your fucking prayers.
So good, Bibbs. It's so good.
Look at his face. Look at his face.
That.
Oh, he desert me in time of need.
You never know what the fuck you're going to pull out of that drawer.
That's a good drawer, isn't it?
It's good.
It's like a magician's bag, you know?
Absolutely marvelous.
Don't I back him?
Those hearse is in the other chink's corner.
I explain now to the idiots.
And Wu has to lose.
Oh, Johnny.
Wouldn't be the worst then. Back in the loser to Hearst. Let him pick me up from the canvas after. Dust me the fuck off. I raise the great man's hand. Murmur, best as I can through split lips. Your man beat my man's balls off, Mr. Hearst. But Hearst Chink, boss in that alley, ain't to my fucking taste. So what if something delays the Battle of the Chinks? Say, during that interval, I get to show my ass a few times to Mr. Hearst. Meanwhile, that pain in the balls, Wu is sketching up a storm, drawing fucking little pictures of himself, brandishing the lash, driving from a delivery ship a quota of chinks to be blown to pieces by dynamite working in the mines for Hearst at half the fee per chink that Hearst is paying the San Francisco cocksucker. Now, by this time,
too busy listening to talk.
So many times. I know. No, I can't. How the fuck did I remember that?
I don't understand how you learned it. Especially with about 9 minutes to go, you know? Say by opposing local elections. David comes in with several pages of changes and decides to throw it at you. Risk backing Wu. All those years in the theater, darling.
Oh, darling, all those experiences. By neither outcome. 40 years in the theater.
Retire to a neutral corner and test my import against the locals.
What delays Wu going after the other chink?
Or the other chink going after Wu?
That too.
Well, if the other chink can be dissuaded, Wu we can put on ice.
Well, how do we dissuade the other chink?
I suppose laying eyes on him would be the first step.
You're so great at this because it's a lot of explaining and exposition, but yeah. You do it
My
so
only
brilliantly.
Question is, push comes to shove.
Well, you could do it in an entertaining way.
I know, but
Chinese
it's often not the case.
How well
great.
Can you ladies fight?
How well can you ladies fight? Will you let me put that in?
I love that.
I think it's the only line only word I've added ever to David. Ladies.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because it wasn't ladies, and David said, do it both ways.
Right.
Cheyenne and Black Hills Telegraph Company.
Thank you, David, for
Telegraph
letting me say that.
Blazanov.
Oh, it's the Russian. I love him. Pasha.
And E.B.
And E.B. They're
brief.
Great. That's the trouble with the show. There's no characters in it.
Our acquaintance is established.
You know what I mean? There's absolutely no characters.
For my heart, our friendship.
Thank you.
You needn't announce yourself every morning and your purpose. May I suggest as well that rather than you delivering your telegrams
mad
upstairs,
as a snake and
indeed.
Wonderfully, but
the rest or
he does some stuff that you know. I mean, you wouldn't dream of doing it in your wildest imagination. He gets away with it because of his extraordinary.
I am not permitted.
Yeah, they play the national anthem to the moon, and he stands up.
He's just great.
He is great.
Suppose to compensate you for lost gratuities, I were to pay you $5 a day.
There you are. There she is, the beauteous Trixie.
The angry.
Cheyenne and Black Hills Telegraph Company requires personal delivery by Blazanov.
Trixie hates E.B.
Oh, Trixie hates him, yeah.
She hates
loathes him.
Loathes him.
Yet avarice is numbered among the sins and stupidity omitted.
No gem whores at the railings today.
Why not?
I won't permit him on the balcony.
I like the way that the women came more in series two, don't you?
Yeah.
That he actually identified and David identified when the characters came out because in series one they were much more subdued. They were
behind the man. I'm coming here advising you how to answer Ellsworth. I'm glad they cut this way. That while I'm speaking, we're on Molly the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me happy that I've worked so hard.
You're great.
No, it's great stuff.
As are ours to make. Others should stay the fuck out of the process.
It's a good relationship. This one.
Well, you have good relationships with everybody. I mean, it's interesting that, you know, from where we started.
Absolutely.
From the battered wife syndrome.
I know
which you've
it.
Gone out now. You're having the affair with Star. I mean, and there's some deep connection with Swerger that can't be broken.
Absolutely. Well, she loves him. They love each other.
Yeah, but I don't think in the passionate way. It's just something, I don't know what it is. It's something else, isn't it?
It's the knowing and the familiar and the, the codependency.
Mm, that's a good word. I like that. I'm late for my meeting. A little brie.
Yeah.
Cheyenne and Black Hills Telegraph. Telegram for Mr. Walker.
That's great.
How are you today, Mr. Blazanov?
Thank you.
The Mad Garrett.
Indeed. He's playing Jesus now.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't it modern day? He comes back as
Telegram
a...
Telegram for Mr. Jerry.
Yes, Jesus as a conscience.
That's right, yeah. But wasn't he offered some movie with Brad... the Jane,
oh,
Jesse James movie
him.
Or something?
They
wanted him and
absolutely.
They couldn't make it work?
Couldn't make it work. It's right. A feast or a famine, isn't it?
Yeah. The actor's dilemma.
You've packed your things. Thrown them, it looks like.
What is it you wish to say?
That I'd hope, in the throes of this day, you'd not make any final decision.
I can't bear to stay.
They look good together, don't
they?
They look
great together.
They look like they look like a married couple.
I agree.
Even though it was by default, if you like.
Well, that's...
The original.
Here to discuss the service.
She's a good woman.
A very good woman. Here's the convert.
Reverend.
Isn't he great?
Oh, I love Zach, yeah. He's the Charles Colson. To your husband
last evening. Thank you. You wish to discuss William's service?
I suggested to Mr. Bullock that...
There's the hovering... In front of the house. Your hovering lover at the background there.
As to the substance of the service...
Do you hate him? Do you still hate him?
No, I love Joe. I love Hawks, well, you know that.
No, but do you hate... Does Swearingen hate
no,
the Jew?
No, we never worked... You know, we only did... We worked together, finally. When was it? Last... Wasn't it in the later... Yeah, the last year.
So,
I think it's in this episode.
And you got him to... it was in the last episode where he started to explain the Montana politics.
Yeah, because he'd been there and he'd had lunch with one of those two guys, not Lewis and Clark, or one of those two guys. That was
certainly. And you'll announce that the burial is private.
I will.
God.
Will there then be a passing by of the casket after the service?
No.
Oh.
Certainly.
Thank you, Reverend.
Good show, this, isn't it?
It's all right.
Whatever. It just carries you away. No, you forget. You know, I've only seen this once. I saw it when I came back from when I got back in the at the end of July.
Yeah.
So it's so rich. There's the new house.
My condolences, Sheriff.
On the mad Stephen Tobolowsky, I always remember from.
The answer is yes, Commissioner.
Bill Murray knocked him out 25 times in Groundhog Day. Remember?
To do with Mr. Swearingen.
He's terrific.
Yes.
That's all now. My reluctance to intrude nearly kept me from coming at all.
That cape, he's like a hooded claw or something.
That's so.
He might have been dressing to the left there ever since lately. Mm-hmm.
Thank heavens.
Doc Fix, Khan's rupture too.
The dastardly crew.
Go shoot.
There's no relief from these men's evil.
Hell of a trying evening.
In the world.
I have a check for $50,000 I'd like to cash with you.
I show that courtesy to people who gamble in my...
This gets so complicated, this episode, because it's the 50 grand and then he doesn't want to be seen as a bribe.
Absolutely.
Gives it back again. More money, no money won't do it. I mean, it's, you know, it's Milch's machinations on how he worked this out were great.
It's his plan to get people to watch the show four times.
So, this ain't you just being a twitch who likes rubbing people's noses in their losses.
Shall we transact our business in the cage, Mr. Tolliver, where I was attacked the other day and you failed to come to my aid?
Glasses have come on.
I see you made it through the fucking night.
Whores are crying out.
Oh, this is going to be a pleasant fucking day, them wailing and gnashing their teeth.
Will they be allowed to pay their respects?
By who?
By you, most importantly, as always. And should you and your greatness consent, will he let them in his fucking house?
I won't object. But it's yours to keep them she-apes from disgracing me.
It's hilarious.
That's the Bullock's feelings.
The whores lose it because... Any excuse.
Ask about you also.
To exercise some of their pain.
Yeah.
What the fuck would I want to go there for?
She knows him so well.
Shut the fuck up!
I think Al's hiding something there.
Yeah,
don't you?
Maybe.
Maybe a disturbed childhood. Maybe a beaten child.
Ha! Oh,
Robin Naked, I do believe, is about to happen, isn't it?
I think we may see something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know.
Calamity takes it off.
Episode.
Yeah, exactly. That was the other title.
Yeah. The working title.
I'll wait a little bit before I fucking get in.
I, on the other hand, am only too pleased to take my clothes off.
Are you strange? Bathing in
very
any
nice
chance,
too.
Any chance
out,
I get.
Thinking you're clean.
You need a bath,
a great Jane. Line, that.
And I'm going to fucking take it.
You sit in water, you wash them. She's absolutely
true.
Right. Yeah.
If you want boots different from your regular.
No, I do not. I will clean my fucking regular boots.
Should you do that before your bath?
No! Turn around!
She's terrific.
Oh, great. There's not a bad actor in this show. The lovely Ken Dickens.
Dumb fucking luck. It must have been me living this long without your fucking guidance.
I don't like new boots either.
I ain't afraid of newness. It's the blisters give me powers. Don't burn my fucking snacks!
Or funerals.
Or funerals what?
Any more than I like new boots. I don't like funerals.
I do! I do! I can't get to enough of them!
Oh, gosh. Not an easy part to play, and she
nope.
does it so
she goes
well.
For it. No, you yeah. gotta go for it. Well, that's the thing I think about the show that is exciting about doing is that everybody... You know, you go for it when you get in there in the mornings.
You have
get in
to.
There.
There's no point in saving it for no, going
absolutely.
Home in the car.
Exactly. What? Exactly. Going home in the car thinking what you could have done,
absolutely.
What you might have done, what might have been.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Is this going to be a love scene? I'm going to have to turn away. I can't stand.
Let me ask, might the horse...
We just, boy, you know, I fucked off and went to you in the midst of all this, so he's...
Yeah, but if you're going to... If this is going to be a sexual congress,
no,
I
no.
have to turn away.
Please. No, no.
Because I can't... I don't like it.
Why did you go to him?
Now, hold to this counter. As I reveal this, Mr. Starr, I've lived most of my life a whore. And as much as he's her misery, the pimp's a whore's familiar. Mm-hmm. So the sudden strange or violent draws her to him. Not that I wouldn't learn another way.
Oh ho. You
look fucking mournful. Even more.
Sad day, gentlemen, on which commerce must intrude.
Says who that it must?
Because of the death of the sheriff's son.
You need to ask, you don't deserve an answer.
I should say that even in his hour of grief, Sheriff Bullock conveyed to me his reliance on you as his proxy.
And as his proxy, I don't do business on the day of my godson's passing.
Oh, you dirty bastard.
Wonder, Mr.
It doesn't get much lower than that.
Show of grief is a pretext to some other purpose.
What a type you must consort with. That you not fear beating for such an insult.
If Montana, for example, had sweetened the terms in annexing this camp, and you delay the closing of our business not for piety, but to pursue your other negotiations.
Leave here with your sick, fucking, ghoulish thinking.
I'll have further instructions within the day. If not honor, practicality dictates granting Yankton further counter.
You come back here offering one more dollar than that 50, you find yourself face down in the horse shit.
But you would entertain enhancement of the offer other than cash.
I do not discuss business on this day, Silas.
Buying yourself.
I think I only understood this after...
Mr. Swearingen says go.
And there is Titus Welliver, who knows everybody in the business, and knows everybody in the world. He is 6 degrees of separation.
And can impersonate every single one in the world also.
Absolutely. I think I only stood this scene, though, after when I saw it. The fact that it was not money, it was like enhancement in other ways, whatever. I mean,
well, I mean, there's been so many scenes that you know, it'll occur to you later.
Ooh. And that's Powers' daughter, isn't it?
Yes,
it
is. You do remember me, Andy. 3 times we worked together. Memphis, on the river.
He's not going to fall for it, Si. He's had his conversion on the road to Deadwood.
Right. Here, but
it's a Paulian vision.
Yep.
I've changed. You're bound to resent my presence in the camp.
We'll see. Mm. I haven't changed. Or changed the rules, which...
You're going to after episode 12.
Don't give too much away.
No. This is the DVD, after all.
That's true.
We can...
And on
assuming one has people have seen it before they watch the commentary.
I'm not running a game, Si.
Well, I think I've watched the show before, but there are some perverts and pervs.
There's a few
you pervs out there. You're going to watch the commentary before you watch the show?
That's
really sick. Deception
anymore.
Opening pronouncement of a dozen we both can name.
I was nursed last fall in the plague tent and saved to be born anew and preach the risen Lord.
Oh, Jesus wept.
Lord risen, the wheel of the shall and be in this kingdom.
Do you believe he might have wrapped his head for real there, but looks like
it. I will suffer any indignity.
What do you think?
Which I still have not heard you solicit.
But interference with God's work, I will not suffer.
You'd best be moving along, Andy. Those absent tribute, even as his employee, you don't get to fucking operate.
Good, I like this thing. It's really
good.
It's cruel.
Right into the woods once more. Only this time, left nailed to a tree.
He's a cruel bastard, Tolliver. He did that, remember? Yeah, I thought there were horrible things in episode one when he killed the kids.
That was amazing.
That was brilliantly shot, that, too.
It really was.
Or what terrorizing them human bonfires this morning.
Ah, Mr. Lee.
Still under your thumb. A white man's son is dead that you'll be doing business with. And the day of his son's burial, the smell of burning flesh ought not offend his nose. The only showing you need make that you've understood our chat is a stop to them fucking fires. And you might want to put off other violence while you're at it. As a decency to the day, you heathen fucking cocksucker. Jesus fucking Christ, there will be no violence between you and Wu while the grieving goes on. My God, act civilized even if you ain't.
Hmm. I am a civilized person.
Mm. Oh,
and take your civilization and get the fuck out of here.
Greg shot this or directed this episode, didn't he?
Greg.
And I believe...
Did a good job.
And Joe Gallagher.
Gallagher lit. No, he's terrific.
Fantastic.
He got the fucking message.
This was the first one Gallagher lit, wasn't it? No, he came...
Wait until what?
It's the first one I remember seeing his name on.
Fucking not.
That's beautiful.
Don't have to ask good
parts.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Fuck, I want to go for him.
Ah, the perv. Prince of the pervs.
Yes.
What price will you take for your hotel, Mr. Farnham?
Why do you ask?
Because I want to buy it.
Do you, sir? I presume, as agent for other parties.
Presume away.
Oh, what a quandary.
Is it warm in here?
Here he goes.
It seems chilly.
It's so funny.
Chilly, is it? Richardson! Mr. Wolcott finds it chilly.
Where's Ralphie?
Not around.
Oh, no.
I'll see to it, sir.
I love Ralph. Mm-hmm.
If you are chilly in 10 minutes' time, pray for my immortal soul because some fatal mishap will have befallen me. Short of which, I will not fail to dispel the chill now afflicting you.
Almighty.
Oh. Here he goes.
I know.
He's great.
Suckers think they can take away everything.
Found it outside dead under the window.
It's Sean. He's amazing.
Well, why'd you bring it inside?
Well, Sean is so smart in real life, and he's brilliant playing this. You know, Johnny has a hard time finding
really
his next thought.
I really think he's a comic genius, this guy.
Does some great
stuff. If a bird taps on the window...
Him and Earl together.
Mm-hmm. ...or crashes into one... That means that there has been a death.
We know there's been a death.
The bird crashed into the window and died a while ago, before we knew.
I asked David about this when we started talking about the superstitions, and I said, how do you know this? And he said, well, I only based the character 99.9% on you, dear.
Johnny,
because I, of course, you know,
well, that's good about David. When David adapts, though, to what he knows people can do and shifts all the time,
it's just
one of the great
things. Because when he's telling it to you, he's too busy listening to that bullshit about birds flying into windows.
To be kept till after the after funeral fuck rush is over. Fucking confiscated paraphernalia. Boots on a bar? What is the fucking matter with you, Dan?
Love it.
Give me a fucking whiskey bottle.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm sprinkling.
Fuck with Trixie.
No. I thought I was going to drink it there for a second, though.
But she got
it. Or would you rather evil traipse past this fucking threshold?
Must have brought that from the other side.
And I threw it over the guy sitting there, but yeah. You can't see that.
I wish sometimes only to play checkers or to occupy myself some other way than having to see and feel so much sadness. Or feel every moment how difficult things are to understand or to live with. I've sometimes felt I couldn't live with them. But I find I can, Sophia. I found I am. Even when I think I'm not. Or that I can't. Can you look to me now, Sophia? Can you try? I will be so grateful.
She looks so sad.
Trust me with your sadness. And I will trust you with mine so that even when we are sad, we will be grateful for how much we love each other.
It's a good little scene.
And know that we are in the world as much in our pain as in our happiness.
Okay. No, it's great.
It's a good little scene.
Well, he never forgets about the characters, does he? I mean, he's always fleshing them out, no matter if it's one scene, two scenes he makes.
Yep.
And say goodbye to William Bullock.
Let no one that's turned in a needle try eating the dope or shoving it up themselves, as I will be checking eyes for signs before we fucking leave.
Look at Jewel behind me.
And wash your fucking mouth. You got 7 kinds of cock breath.
Oh, hush my ears. Oh, my gosh. That's so...
Still my heart.
Oh, still my heart. Well, oh, she does it. Oh, my God.
We discussed, you know... What's so funny about that line is that there's no other number that was funny except for 7.
7, absolutely.
3 kinds of cock breath didn't work?
It doesn't.
You are accountable.
Why not come? Make them accountable to you.
Shut the fucking door behind you.
I'm crying behind my glasses. Yes. But don't screw with me, baby. Look at that, eh? Unbelievable.
Isn't it
set.
Unbelievable? Oh, I remember this day so well.
I wasn't there, thank goodness. I was on the balcony.
You lucky motherfucker.
I know, I heard, yeah. Looks a little crowded.
And it had been raining, and my feet were frozen, and I had holes in my boots, plastic bags under my boots. It was dreadful.
William Bullock, beloved son of Martha and Seth, called to God age 11 years, as we are called by his passing. Let us bow our heads. From Psalm number 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
You had to be different.
Oh, that my words were now written, that they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever.
It is so clever, too, though, for the I fact that you're not there. And he you know,
but he is. He is there.
It's like that great scene in The Godfather, you know, where they have this birthday party where your presence or the lack of it is a presence. It's incredible.
Whom I shall see.
But it wouldn't be right if he was this.
It would take
this is great. I love this. I didn't know what the hell was going on to begin with.
Well, it's when he starts to talk about the fucking worms.
Yeah, I know.
So
exactly.
And not another.
Right.
Is it that she has to see him as he is?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then everybody must see him as he is.
Yes.
When she says she will have an open cover, everybody's right. Invited to view it.
Hmm.
From Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Good show, this, isn't
it's
it?
A good I'm show. Yeah, it's a great watching. Show.
The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not.
I always like, sometimes I don't want to read the script so I can see the show and not know what's
I
happening.
I never do that. I read it, you know, around what affects it, but I usually have to watch it three or four times. I mean, this is only the second time I've seen it. There you go.
Yeah.
Coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. At the request of the family, the burial is private. On their behalf, at their request, I thank you all for coming.
Let them see him.
So good, Seth, isn't
he? He's amazing. I love him. In some ways, he's been brought back as a different character.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah.
With a comic whiz.
And the whores are now begging Trixie that they can come and look at it, and she gives them a little shit. For.
The girls.
Yeah, they're driving me fucking nuts. That's the baptism, isn't it, of Zach there, with the feet in the water.
Meanwhile, I love Brad. First time we've seen him in this, there he is.
Yep.
I love him. He lives. He's amazed, Brad. This guy actually pulled through after being shot 116 times. And Leon. The great Leon.
The great Leon, indeed.
They can't see me outside of my balcony.
No.
They probably watch. No. Here I come again.
That's very good.
Girl's gonna be a while. They're viewing the corpse.
Get woo now?
Please. At the ice house. How should we set up the shifts?
What does he mean?
You know, guarding Wu.
Bring Wu here. Put him in one of the horse rooms.
Didn't make sense when he said it. And that's the first place Wu's people would look.
Johnny, brilliant again. It's a figure of speech,
like
ice, Johnny.
By the balls.
Up you go, little lady.
We picked flowers in
Ellsworth, the good guy. The good guy in town.
Me and Trixie.
Trixie and I is how that's supposed to go, I think.
Yes, Ellsworth. Yes to the question you've asked me.
For those unfamiliar, he asked her to marry him. But she just said yes.
Much to his,
shock and pleasure. You scrape your teeth again, Ellsworth.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine. Seven kinds of mind breath.
That's a character that's come a long way, the Ellsworth character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wedging.
Squidgen!
Nawu. Swedgen.
It's so great.
Mr. Wu, why don't you just come with us like a gentleman?
Wait, ni bakwai lo. Ni mo yung a. Ni jo bakwai a.
Look at his little feet. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, no. I will have lung cancer before the end of this show. However, I know, God forgive me, but...
Looks, I love it at night. Looks
I
amazing,
do love
huh?
it at night
looks
myself, incredible. Yeah. I'm there waiting
Seems
for Star to return.
Last year, I had that unsettled look. Matters got grave for some young girls. What does it?
These two evil people plotting.
Or does the water just come
the real baddies?
Be ye afraid of the sword.
Jesus
for
fucking Christ.
Bringeth the punishment
Get
of the
him
sword.
The fuck out of here.
God loves a trier.
Yep.
Oh, you're a desperate man, aren't you, Tolliver? Desperate. You feel your position weakening.
And what I do in a situation like that instead of murdering helpless women, I get on my hind legs and fight.
Mr. Walcott!
I have nourished a suspicion that we might pass each other in the telegraph office. I, of course, would be communicating with Yankton. I wonder, would your messages be sent to Helena?
Mr. Hurst is not a partisan.
I have nourished a suspicion.
Oh, the language is amazing.
So beautiful.
I want to believe that.
The great man himself will allay your doubts. He joins us within the week.
Does he, for
Hurst is coming to town.
That by that time, Yankton's
lock up your daughters.
My telegram would authorize me to
lock up your fingers.
Sorry,
that's a
of annexation of this camp, such that a huge banner would be hung across the thoroughfare. Welcome, George Hurst, to Deadwood of Dakota Territory.
I don't envy you the interval, Commissioner. Ain't it the idle hours that try us? Ain't they what lead us sometimes to the cliff? Sometimes fucking over. I may have to ask Mr. Hurst if that's his experience, too. Or of any of those that he may know.
A long way, Trixie.
Indeed.
Still going. There he is. Mr. Starr.
Let me ask you something.
Could there be any different, any more opposite a character?
Nuts because I happen not to enjoy it.
Drooling on my nuts.
I see that.
Fucking sensation.
It upset me for a long time.
Distracts me from my heart on.
He tried to rise above it all.
Fucking caskets. Bring out the dunce in the entire fucking community.
It is one way to do it.
Took some fucking beating after my brother's fucking funeral. Smack's coming from every fucking angle. Still dizzy from the smack from the left. Here comes the smack from the right. Brain can't bounce around fast enough. Headache I fucking had for 3 fucking weeks. Fuck fault is it of mine if my fucking brother croaks? Ain't even my fucking brother. Fucking people take me in. I didn't ask him to fucking take me in.
Now, what?
It's great work,
I
man.
I want to see it.
Fucking flopping like a fish on
Who
the
Who are you and what are you doing down there? I've never seen
Hello?
You in my
What's
life.
Your name? No. It's great work.
Fucking falling sickness.
All of it.
Let the old man beat you because he's sad.
God, thank he God they got you.
I did better in the
Really?
Orphanage. That fat ass Mrs. Anderson.
I can't imagine another actor doing this.
Jim Carrey?
Anyway,
that would be great, however.
How was the funeral? Did you carry on, disgrace yourself?
No.
Everyone was sad, I expect.
But it was pretty, too.
Yeah, she's sweet when she's sucking your dick.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Did you dye your hair?
Yeah. You dye your hair?
Did you, was that a throw-in?
David put that in.
Of course
in.
It
David
was.
Said, say, you dye your hair. Oh, yeah. He's gone. Be nice to a bullet.
Whatever will let us live. As we are now.
Losing a child for one. He's a good guy.
It's a...
God.
Beautiful.
Hey, Willie boy, what you gonna do?
Such an excellent choice of music again.
Absolutely. Gonna build me a fire. Good music, good show. Nice working with you again, Paul.
Oh, my God.
It's even better.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful. That came as a... A surprise from it. But the show always comes as a surprise.
I know it does.
Which is the great thing about watching it. And I always watch it like a punter, like you. I watch it like when it comes on a Sunday night. Sit down.
But I watch stuff on set, you know, and I still don't. It still doesn't.
No, you never get it. I mean, and he fiddles around with it, mm-hmm. whatever makes it. But it's a.
Well, I think also the. You know, he's editing is part of his writing process, so he's in there.
Oh, very much so. That's why I changed it around a little bit. Yeah. You know, you add things and we go back, whatever. Fall in, just beautiful work.
Yeehaw!
Yoo-hoo! Thank you, David Milch.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye.